Hi everyone. So yeah, next podcast. We've been what we usually do is we have a long chin wag before we record the podcast. Almost an hour today, I think is a record. But we were sort of talking today around how we've sort of got COVID fatigue. I think not just us, I think it's across social media if you're on social media. And LinkedIn, especially, you know, everyone's sick, I think, of the word unprecedented, unique, you know, unusual,
Challenging.
challenging. And I think we're all just a little bit fatigued with everyone sort of talking about how unusual times are. Yeah, we know, we're living through them, aren't we? So we were talking about the new normal, I guess, weren't we?
Yeah, because I think that, so there are loads of reports out there about what the future looks like, and we don't really know. And actually, I think, we were saying this earlier on between us, a lot of people are just getting on with the day-to-day, living day by day, doing the best that they can, and we'll wait to see what the future holds. But it does raise some interesting questions about the future of training. Everything from what do our offices look like for the foreseeable future? People's home working patterns are definitely going to be changing from what they used to be before. And then there's also this thing I think about, I think for a while people are going to be a little bit reticent to go anywhere where there are large groupings of people. You think about London in particular, it's been a while before people want to get on a really packed train and sniff someone's armpit for 3 and a quarter of an hour.
Well, we're not going to be talking about what you like doing, but
Yeah, only at weekends, but it's just that's not a pleasurable experience at the best of times. Summer in particular is just like the worst thing ever, isn't it? But actually, with all of this has that's happened as well, it's just like another layer of, do I really need to be doing this? Can I do it some other way?
Yeah, I think that's it, isn't it? I mean, it's, you know, so as somebody else that's only 5 foot 2, standing on a packed train at the best of times is not good. But I found actually, as a kind of a byproduct of this, my trust in being around other people is definitely, it's been shaken. So even just going out for a walk on my own, if you come across other people, it's like, oh God, you know, you don't really want to be around them. So do you want to be packed into the travel to get into the office? Do you want to be in a packed office anymore? Do you want to be in a training room, you know, which may or may not have air con? You know, sometimes they don't, but do
No.
you want to be in that sort of environment? And I think for a while going forward, that people are going to be actually, no, that's not something I'm going to be interested in. So it is
Yeah.
going to impact on our new normal.
Yeah. And we always talk about sort of different learning styles, don't we? But it always sort of like makes me have a real smile because we talk about when we're having conversations about training and people talk about different learning styles, it's always around the context of, well, we'll do it face to face anyway, and then people will have to adapt their learning style to that, or we'll provide a little something in writing afterwards to kind of, appeal to those people that are reflectors. Actually, a huge number of people in the UK are reflectors when it comes to learning anyway. We're learning so much more now, aren't we, about how people take in information and how much bandwidth people have got at the moment and probably have always had in terms of concentrating on stuff and giving you their undivided attention. I always think it's really difficult to expect people to listen to everything you say and take it all in when you're being sat in a room that could be stiflingly hot or freezing cold. It's very hard to get one that's in the middle, isn't it? For 7 hours. I mean, that's almost torture.
Sounds it, doesn't it? When you say it like
Does.
that, when you say you're
You sit in
abstracted,
this room,
and
you
you will
will
listen.
listen.
Yeah, you'll listen to me witter and have my death by PowerPoint. Yeah, I think this is actually an opportunity for not just learning new ways of working, as you say. You know, is this the death knell of the working week? You know, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Is it going to be that we have to change and almost have shift patterns to accommodate the amount of people that are going to be online? Who knows? But it is an opportunity, I think, as a reflector and as an introvert. You know, I have in the past struggled with being in a big room listening to other people because I do like to sort of take stuff away and have a think. And keeping up with conversation sometimes is just impossible, isn't it? When you're in a big room with lots of people.
I always think, like, if ever, when we're doing training, I always think about what are the things that people have done to me that I really hate, and I'm never, ever going to make that happen to somebody else. I don't ever want anyone to feel that way. And I you know, like the death by a PowerPoint, the that deathly silence bit when people are invited to put their hands up. I mean, good God, we're not at school. Put your hands up.
Miss.
And ask a question. It has me running for the hills. I can't stand that. And I'm the same as you, which is I like time to take information in. And then I tend to like to have a one-to-one conversation with somebody about, you know, you said this, I've been thinking about that. What do I do going forward? Type, you know, that's how I operate. And you do get some people that don't care and their hand will go up all the time.
Yeah.
And then they monopolise the training for everybody else. So actually that creates an imbalance, doesn't it? But I think, you know, where we've got to now means that going back to whatever the new normal looks like doesn't mean we simply go, well, so training must become face-to-face again. Because I think the environment will be so much different, will be so different compared to what it has been. And people's lives are going to be different to where they were before.
Yeah, I think so. I think it might be the, you know, the golden age of using technology for training, which, you know, it sounds weird. I know when we first came up with the idea of the online academy, I was like, is this really going to work? But I think for me, actually, having done quite a lot of webinars now, it kind of feels all right to speak up in a room of potentially 30, 40 people, because you can't actually see everyone sort of going and looking at you.
Yeah.
You can sense their attention,
yeah,
but you don't then have to worry about all these pairs of eyes on you. And as an introvert and a reflector, it's not always what you want, is it?
To be looked at
and judged. And
I'm surprised at how quickly we've all adapted to using video conferencing to have conversations with each other. And once you get over that initial kind of, we were saying this about looking at yourself, as you know, our hair starts to get ever increasingly longer and the roots come through. It's for me, not for Sarah. You know, like giving myself a shock every time I look at the screen. But once you kind of get over that shock, it becomes quite a natural thing to do, to have a conversation. You can maintain eye contact with people when you're talking to them, even over video conferencing. You know that you've got a finite period of time on it before you want to get up and have a move around. So actually it does concentrate the mind a lot more. I feel, for me, I listen a lot more intently than I would probably do if I was in a room full of distractions. I mean, you don't get that as much, do you? And I think also, like you were saying about the online academy, is that I think almost the days of like doing online e-learning, again, you know, what difference does it make? Do you feel engaged with it by the end of it? Do you just feel like you're just pressing the next key, next to get through it, so you can get your little, you know, thing at the end of it with a certificate that tells you you've done it.
Your little tick.
But there's no interaction.
No.
No conversation.
No. I mean, I am an introvert. I put my hand up to this, but e-learning, I just find it's just soul destroying, because it's just, you're just reading and you, as you say, ticking a box. You really need, doesn't matter where you are on the introvert extrovert scale, you need that interaction. You need to be able to bounce ideas off people. And I think, yes, you can have too many people in a room for you to feel comfortable to do that if you're an introvert. But I think doing it online, again, you can bounce ideas off people and perhaps not feel that sort of, I don't know, that sort of in the room, if you know, if it's felt you've said something controversial, you've spoken out of turn.
Yeah.
And I think, to be honest with you, that's a more open learning environment and better
for people,
because you don't feel that judgment coming down you through Zoom. You just think, you know, this is my opinion, I'm just gonna rock.
Yeah. And I think it gives people that you know, like the amount of times that I've been places and someone has said something and I think, oh, I wish I could have said that, or actually they asked the question that I really wanted to get the answer to, but I would never have asked it in a million years, and I would have left never knowing the answer had it not been for somebody else. I think it gives those types of people, us, probably the majority of us, that chance to have a chat about stuff in a safe environment.
Yeah.
Where people are listening and taking stuff in. So I'm really pleased we're doing what we're doing. And I think it will be something that we'll always offer now.
Oh yeah. No, it's not we're not doing it just for these unprecedented times.
No.
This is it now. This is, yeah. I think, you know, online learning has been given a fresh breath of life, really. And it's not just e-learning, you know, we're going to be innovating with it.
So
I think it's going to be good for people that generally see training as something that's quite painful, not a pleasant experience getting in a room full of people they don't necessarily know.
Yeah.
You know, I know that when I go to a new place, you know, the traveling, I need to know what the exterior of the building looks like. So I'm always on Google, you know, Googling, because for me, part of the stress is not just going into that building, it's knowing where I'm going, what I'm doing,
getting
what
there.
Asked for, exactly, who's going to be in that room.
Yeah.
So by the time you've got to training sometimes, you're just absolutely exhausted, aren't you? You're just like, that was an ordeal.
Yeah.
So online training could really tick quite a few boxes for people that actually aren't that comfortable
doing
all of that to get to training.
Yeah. And having it fit in more around the working day, as opposed to you having to completely remove yourself from the environment, I think's important now, but will always be that you can do that, you know, it's also bite-sized chunks of learning that you can dip into and nip out of again when you've done it. And exactly. You feel like you've lost a whole day's worth of stuff, so you're not feeling stressed about going back to, you know, I was thinking the vision of having an in-tray where it's like higher than your head when you get back to your desk, because you've been away like learning, you know, and it kind of that gives it a bad name, doesn't it? So I'm really looking forward to doing it, actually.
I am. I'm actually genuinely excited about it. I always used to love it, go back to the office. You know, how was it? What did you learn? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you say like...
But the biscuits were nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the food weren't bad.
Yeah, the food was all right. Yeah.
Oh, God. Priorities. But yeah. I think with the sort of the bite-sized chunks that we're talking about, even there's an aspect of pick and mix in what you need, it's really going to work well for people, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and you get to spend time with us, you know.
What more could you want?
You can see my awful double chin when I laugh sometimes. Oh God, this is the worst thing about doing Zoom, isn't it? It's just like seeing your mannerisms.
I know. We were talking the other day about people wanting reality as well. So if that involves like with you, like the cat walking across the keyboard, or with me, a dog yapping as we're chatting, I think that's, you know, that's going to be part and parcel of the beauty of doing stuff, isn't it? Online.
It's more of a connection, I think, isn't
definitely,
it?
Definitely.
Just for those that, I mean, we did, we were both listening to a webinar last week, and I had a question randomly thrown at me, and I couldn't put the video on because I had the cat in my lap. And I was just like, oh God, and panic hit me. But actually, I think it would have been quite nice for people to see my, you know, my cat, basically.
I'm glad you said that. Can I just explain also that Sarah's cat has this habit of jumping up when I'm talking to Sarah and then showing its bum in my face as well. So
you get it in glorious Technicolor 3D. I don't know why it is about that. I don't know why she loves doing that quite so much.
It's just me.
In a way, I think she's saying she likes you.
Is that what it is? It's a cat's way of saying that they're in love. Yeah, they love
you. I like
you.
I'll just show you my bottom. But yes, so back on topic. So I mean, we really wanted just to sort of do this very quick podcast just to introduce the concept of this online academy and sort of say, yeah, we get it. Everyone's bored of COVID and these unprecedented times, but this is going to be our new way of working, really. It's not even going to be like it's a flash in the pan. It's always going to be here.
Yeah. And I think long may it continue, actually. I think in terms of being able to give everyone what they need to do a job well, and not in a way that interferes so much with their work that it becomes a bind or a barrier to learning, actually. So Bring it on.
Yes, very exciting times. So we are in the process of revamping our website. So you're more than welcome to go and have a look. It's not quite finished yet. It will be soon. But there's there's going to be an awful lot of information about the online academies on there, and also on LinkedIn. Yeah, if you're on LinkedIn, there's going to be an awful lot of information going through there. Yeah. And if you're interested in what these online academies look like and potentially taking one of our online academies, then drop us an email at hello@cwsltraining.com and we'll send you through our 2-page blurb giving you all the details on them. Mm. So yeah, thanks for listening. Good to see you as always. No cat this time. And hopefully we'll catch you up again in 2 weeks with the next instalment of our podcast. See you then.
Brilliant. Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.